Well, you remember us talking so much about the fishing tournament scandal in Cleveland, and the two guys involved facing felony charges for putting weights in the fish. Well, right now on our WHBC newsline, we have the man who found the weights, the tournament director, Jason Fisher. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, how are you?
I'm doing fine. So, first of all, I want you to kind of, for the folks who may be listening or that aren't familiar with exactly how a fishing tournament goes, maybe just explain to us, you know, what's the process? You know, you sign up. How does it work?
Well, it's kind of an easy process, but you sign up for a tournament. We post the dates that we're going to have tournaments in different locations, and all the fishermen will select the dates that they want. They sign up, they register, they show up tournament morning. We check them in, sign them a boat number, their boats for, you know, make sure people don't bring fish with them to the tournament. And then we send them off all at the same time by their number. They send out one through however many there is. And they go out and they fish, generally speaking, for 8 hours. So 7 to 3 normally. Sometimes if it's summertime, we'll go a little earlier. Or if it's, you know, in the fall where it gets daylight later, we'll go later. And they'll fish, they come back, they bring their fish to the stage, to the weigh scales, and they can catch as many fish as they want, but they weigh their best 5 fish for our tournament. And whoever has the best 5 fish weight-wise for the day will be winner, and they kind of stack up from there, you know, on down.
And there are people who do this because the prize, what was the prize? The prize for the winner is pretty hefty, right?
So the prize just for this tournament was $8,000, but there's a lot of different bonuses that you could win associated with the tournament. For example, if you drove a Ranger boat, our tournament series is sponsored by Ranger Boats. They give an extra $7,000. And then we have a team of the year. This was our championship. So if you won team of the year, that was an extra $10,000 sponsored by, you know, a couple different local places, and you know, so there's a lot of different factors and ways to make money. But yeah, generally speaking, all the prize money is based off of the amount of registrations you get and then other sponsorship bonuses, you know.
And you know, and we know that the people who love to fish, do they go from one tournament to the other? They just, you know, go around and compete like this in different tournaments?
Yeah, most of the guys and gals that fish our circuit, they do it because, you know, to be competitive. And, you know, most people will find things to be competitive with in their life, whether it's, you know, basketball or football or baseball. And then when you get old like us, you got to do something. So we'll go fishing, and kind of it brings back some of that competitive edge without, you know, the risk of being injured and being able to go to work on Monday, you know. So
yeah,
these people do this because it's fun and it brings a lot of camaraderie, and it's a hobby that they obviously care about, and, you know, brings a little bit of that competitive fire back to their lives.
All right. So take us to that day. I mean, you know, here we are, the fish are coming in and you're going to weigh them to see who the winner's going to be. Tell us how that all came about.
Well, so it's the end of the year and we have several teams that are the race for what we call team of the year. And we, you know, we crown an Ohio State champion. We've been fishing since March, and we basically do like one event every month. So we have several teams that are in the race, and the day kind of stacks up as a pretty crappy day of fishing. It's not going well for a lot of the guys. We'd had some weather come through, and basically, when you get like north and east winds on Lake Erie, it just turns into a disaster. A lot of the cold water from offshore blows in. It stirs up the lake. The waves make the lake real muddy. So it was a really bad day of fishing for most of the guys. And you get down to the end, we saved the teams that were in the team of the year race to the end because I wanted to add some excitement. I want to add a little drama to the weigh-ins. The second place team for team of the year weighs in, and they get a spot placed in the actual event. So they were at fifth place. So the first place team going into the event were these two guys, and based off of the points that they needed to be within spots better team of the year of the second place team that weighed in. So they needed to be in 11th place or better for that team of the year, that number one title. So I'm looking at 11th place, and I'm like, okay, you guys, they got to get, I think it was 16.89 pounds. And I'm like, they got that. I'm seeing their fish, put their fish in the bag that comes up to the stage that we weigh, the actual basket that we weigh. And I'm like, all right, I'm kind of eyeballing the fish. And I'm like, they've got 16 pounds, you know, five fish times probably four and a half. I'm thinking 20, 22 pounds. So I'm thinking they got it. I'm being prepared. They're ready to win the team of the year. They put these fish on the scale. Nowhere in my mind am I thinking they're going to win the tournament, because I'm looking at the fish, and I look at a lot of fish, and it's my job to be able to identify if you're going to come up and you have big fish that's going to push the leaderboard. I have to generate that excitement. I said, you know, and the leaderboard was at about 28 pounds. I didn't think they were even close to that. So they put these fish on the scales, and it doesn't go past 28 pounds, but it almost gets to 34 pounds, which 7 pound average. And they were not pound fish. You know, I could look at them and know that fish at 7 pounds is going to put you at 35, and that they just didn't have that. You know, it was odd.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of what led me to look a closer look at the fish. It didn't add up.
How fast did you react in that moment? I mean, you know, you had to do something right there. So then what happens next?
Quite frankly, it was a little bit of a slow process, because not only in fish for other people, but I'm emceeing the event. I'm making sure it goes smoothly. And I just hear like dead silence all across the crowd. And I'm actually hearing like some gripe and like, BS, you know, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, what do I do? So I said, I said, hang tight. I want to take a look at the fish. We want to get some photos, and just kind of try to play it off like it happened. Although I felt that, and I wanted to take a closer look at the fish. Well, while they stood over there and took a few photos, some of the anglers like kind of really started chirping. I need to, you know, kind of rein this in a little bit. And I wanted to take a look at the fish. So I took a look at them in the belly. I think it was of the second fish that I actually, and right then and there, I knew, my God, I'm like, something's wrong here. So I had somebody.
Jason, we're losing you just a little bit there. You're cutting out in the best part of the story. You know what?
Let me. I don't know. Is this any better here?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm gonna put you on hold. We got to get to a newscast here real fast, and we'll come back to you. Is that okay? Can you hang on?
Sure.
Okay. Awesome. This is actually kind of good, because it's, you know, we're having a fantastic conversation with Jason Fisher, who is the tournament director of the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament. And this is, of course, the tournament that made news around the world. Two guys who were caught putting weights in the fish. And it kind of made me chuckle just a little bit, because Jason was doing a great job, and he got to the really juicy part, I should say, and his phone cut out. So he went to the news. We have him back on the line. And Jason, you're there, right?
No, I'm here.
All right, good. We want to finish the story. So let's start where you were saying that you had determined, and you knew in your mind that something was wrong, and other people started kind of griping about it, and so you need to make the decision of what to do next.
Yeah, hopefully technology serves us well this time. But we're weighing in these fish, and I have in my head what I suspect the fish to weigh. They should have weighed, you know, mid-20s, and we get almost mid-30s, and I'm like, ah, man, something's wrong. And everybody else knows what's wrong too. These guys fish for a living. They not as their jobs, but this is what they do day in and day out. And they know something was wrong. And you start hearing the crowd, BS, and just not happy. When you have 200 people at an event and not one person's happy about what just happened, and the winners of the event, the potential winners of the event, you know something's wrong. So So
yeah,
I put the fish down and I take a look at them, and I actually like put my hands on them. I inspect them. I just want to see what, you know, are they alive? Are they, you know, do they look dead? I mean, obviously there's a lot of different ways that somebody could do something dishonest at one of these events, you know, and we have safeguards in place to try and prevent that. But the first thing I want to do is actually look at the fish. Are they fresh, you know, from today? Did they catch them? Are they flopping around? You know, are they healthy? You know, what's going on? So I actually feel the fish, and I feel hard objects in one of them. I believe it was the second one that I took a look at, and I knew. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, there's something in these fish. So I asked for a knife. Somebody eventually grabbed me a knife, and you know, you see a lot of this on the videos that everybody's watched already, but I swipe open the fish, I cut into the fish, and I grab, and I immediately see these lead weights, and I grab these lead weights, and I just, you know, the emotion and the raw, like, disgust. I was just, what just happened was, you know, a whole, you know, just lot of emotion just draining out. You know, obviously, I said some things that you probably can't say on the radio, and you know, I basically the whole fishing crew, the whole group of people there just erupted, you know, with disbelief.
Oh my gosh!
You hear that, you know?
Yeah, and what did the two guys that, you know, caught the fish, what did they do?
Well, the one guy, he stood there, and you know, you see it. He didn't say anything. He just, you know, they said, you know, you kind of threw everything away. I believe the only thing he said was, "I know." He kind of like shrugged his shoulders and said, "I know." And the other guy ran away. I guess he ran back to his truck. I really never saw him till the end when law enforcement was talking to him. But from what I understand, he like went back to his truck.
And so, as this happens and you're realizing, and like you said, filled with disgust about it, I mean, have you ever seen anything like this before or expect, you know, I mean, was it very shocking to you?
Yeah. So, I mean, clearly anytime you do anything, you know, you can play go fish with your kid. Like I have a 6-year-old and she wants to beat me every time. So, that, you know, she could cheat or whatever. I mean, people do things anytime there's, you know, stakes on the line, especially when there's money. So throughout history, I mean, there's been fishing tournaments where people have done things along the way, but we've never experienced it. I don't think it's ever been documented like it was that day because people were filming it. You know, most of the time it would happen after the fact, right? Like we do a lot of these lie detector tests, like polygraph tests. So people, you know, people over the years have failed those. And other events, you know, people have been caught doing things that I've read across the country. But I don't think anybody's ever been on stage and, like, sliced open some fish and had some weights fall out and just had the absolute social media firestorm that happened as a result of this. So it was just different in that regard. But, I mean, people have been cheating in everything imaginable since the beginning of time. It's probably happened, but you know, nobody's been caught for it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just
like anything else with social media. It's so different.
Yeah. I'll say this. Most of these guys would never do something like that. And there are little rules that they would break, whether it's not wearing your life jacket or maybe talking to another boat while on the water. Like those would be violations to disqualify yourself as well. But I think that to actually change a fish or alter the weight of the fish, I think would be very rare. It's just these guys fish. It's not necessarily for the money. When they pull into the parking lot, a majority of these guys have like a $200,000 setup. You know, they got a $100,000 boat, $120,000 boat, some even more, you know, and then your pickup truck and all the gas and time. It's not that, you know, they don't care about the $5,000. Is it nice to win some money? Sure. And most of the tournaments aren't as, you know, hefty of a prize is what this was. It was the championship. So a lot of it kind of boiled down to this, but like, you know, to win a couple grand, you could have some beer money and some play money, but it's not life changing money. So most of these guys and gals are fishing just for their day in the sun, you know, their time to tell all their buddies and put on their Facebook page and whatever that they were the champs and they beat everybody and, you know, and smile about it and be able to bust each each other about it, you know, in the future. It's not this money scheme, you know, that you see out there. Like, there are professional series that you could fish for hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's not this, you know. These are your average local Joes that range from, you know, carpenters to airplane pilots to, you know, like school teachers, law enforcement officers. It doesn't matter what the landscapers. These are just our average Joes. These are the people that make up this area here. And we're just out fishing, you know?
Yeah. Well, we thank you for coming on today because you gave us a great insight to, first of all, the whole fishing tournament thing, because I know there's a lot of people that didn't really know. And also what happened that day and what it was like for you, because that's crazy. And again, I appreciate you coming on and explaining it to everybody. And for folks who are just tuning in, you can listen to this on my podcast at WHBC.com. Jason Fisher, Tournament Director for the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament. Thank you so much again for coming on.
Thanks, Pam.